We're talking about the FAFSA on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the form students must fill out every year to qualify for federal grants, to qualify for loans, other financial aid from colleges and universities. Wisconsin high school seniors are completing the FAFSA at a slower pace than last year. Have you started to fill yours out? What would you tell someone before they get started? It's 800-642-1234. Kelly Meyerhofer covers higher education for the Wisconsin State Journal. Kelly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Well, tell us what you're seeing with families on the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid.
Yeah, this is a national trend, so it's not just happening in Wisconsin, but across the country, there are fewer high school seniors completing the FAFSA. In Wisconsin, we're down about 13% from where we were last school year. So this is kind of raising some concerns among education experts that this is a sign that fewer students might be going off to college next fall.
Do we have any indication why these numbers might be so off?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the pandemic again, is what experts have told me. A lot of the FAFSA nights that are held in high school auditoriums and, you know, talks with guidance counselors in their offices have moved online. And, you know, students with their classes already online, they're just sort of facing Zoom fatigue. So it's hard to get them engaged in that process.
How does Wisconsin compare with the rest of the country? You said this is a nationwide trend.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so the FAFSA opens October 1st, and, you know, in roughly the first 3 months, we've had about 29% of Wisconsin's high school seniors fill it out so far. And that completion ranks 33rd in the country right now, so towards the bottom.
You also found the decline is worse at schools that serve a large number of low-income students and students of color. What do you see there?
Yeah, it's down a lot more in those two categories. I think the latest numbers for schools with a large population of students of color, it's down about 15%, you know, compared to like 6% in schools with not as many students of color. And then there's also a much higher completion rate for low-income students.
Could this be a leading indicator for what enrollment might be like at colleges in the fall?
I mean, it could be. I mean, the experts I've talked to have said there's still time to turn this around. They've added on additional sort of online FAFSA sessions to help students. Those are being held like next month and through the spring. But there is a worry, I mean, particularly among colleges, that enrollment could be down. You know, it's worth noting that enrollment was already down this past fall, which some of that is attributed to the pandemic.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a drop in financial aid applications this year with the FAFSA. Higher education reporter Kelly Meyerhofer from the Wisconsin State Journal has been reporting on this. You can join in with your experience on the FAFSA, 800-642-1234. Kelly, how are schools trying to increase the number of FAFSAs and making sure that they are completed? This is a really long form.
Yeah, it's a very complicated form. I remember filling it out with my mom sitting right next to me, and we had all the tax documents laid out on the desk. It's really complicated. And districts, you know, they've moved a lot of their outreach online and through the phone during the pandemic this year. I'm told that the State Department of Public Instruction is going to be giving student-level data to school districts on which students have and haven't completed the FAFSA, so that will sort of help high school counselors target their outreach to specific students.
Yeah, and certainly having that data will really help guide counselors as to where they might be able to connect directly maybe with students and say, is there something I can do?
Right, yeah.
You know, Why is the FAFSA so difficult for families to complete?
Well, I mean, it requires your parents' tax information. So for some students, you know, if they're the first in their family to go to college, if they're, you know, a lower income student or, you know, come from a family where English is not their first language, it's already, you know, you're already facing a lot of barriers. You know, some counselors I talked to, they said that there's situations where, you know, if you're a foster student, you don't have your parents' tax information. So there's just very, like, specific scenarios for each student, and sometimes even high school counselors don't always, you know, cover those sort of scenarios. So they often tap like UW-Madison or Madison Area Technical College, their financial aid offices to help them. So it's sort of it takes a village mentality to try to help each individual student through this process.
Kelly, you mentioned having all the tax forms laid out in front of you. You know, this year with the pandemic, 2020 has been really traumatic. People losing jobs, having their hours cut. How could that affect their application?
Yeah, that's just, you know, yet another complication because of the pandemic is that students, you know, are relying on their 2019 tax information because people, you know, are just starting to file their 2020 tax information now. So by using the 2019 information, you know, it doesn't always capture, you know, a parent who lost their job or got a pay cut or something like that. Experts I talked to said that students can appeal to their college's financial aid office, you know, after they're accepted, and that may help them, you know, but there's obviously no guarantee in that, and financial aid offices are getting a lot more appeals than what they normally would.
We're hearing from the federal level the FAFSA is being simplified due to the government spending bill in December, and the expected family contribution is going away in the FAFSA. What does this mean for the FAFSA being simplified?
Yeah, that's a really encouraging thing that counselors have told me about, is that there's going to be simplification of the form. I think currently it's like something like over 100 questions. And
108, yeah.
108, yeah. And now it's going to be significantly down. But I think it is going to take a few years before that new form takes effect. I mean, it's not like happening next month. So yeah. We're sort of stuck in the situation that we're in right now for students.
Let's bring in Steve now in Stevens Point. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, go ahead. What is your situation?
Well, I'm 27 now. I graduated college. I went to UW-Stevens Point, great school. But I'm the only one of three brothers to actually fill out the FAFSA fully, all 107 questions, like she said. But my younger brother had filled it out on one of those websites that offers a free consultation. You know, they come off as this official source, and he was so embarrassed, he was confused, he didn't recognize what was going on, and so he ended up not completing that, where they had, you know, they had charged him $60 by the end of it, and he didn't even complete his full FAFSA. He ended up missing the enrollment deadlines, and he never went to college. So he works in trades now. He earns just about as much as I do. It worked out for him, but for the amount of people who don't fill it out and then are stuck at lower paying jobs, I think that's a
barrier
that needs to be addressed.
Yes. Yeah. Steve, thank you for the call. And, you know, there you see, Kelly, that there are even consultants in this business trying to get students to come to them in order to help get it filled out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. And the schools are really trying to work with students. And they encourage everyone to fill it out. I mean, even if you do go to a trade school or a technical college, you are still, you know, encouraged to fill it out because you could still get, you know, like a federal grant that would, for a tech college, and their tuition rate would cover almost, you know, the entire cost of it. So.
And then as we wrap up here, what is the deadline for completing the FAFSA?
That's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head, but I
sometime
think a lot of colleges... They have sort of a rolling, I think for like Madison Area Technical College, you know, you can still fill it out in the summer even, and counselors work with them still at that time.
Kelly,
but
thank you for joining. Fill it out as soon as possible. Yeah, because that aid is going to start being dispersed. Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks, Kate.
Kelly Meyerhofer covers higher education for the Wisconsin State Journal. Coming up, we talk with the head of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Do you attend one of Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges? What program are you in? How is coursework in the pandemic? Share your experience, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with President Morna Foy here on the Ideas Network.